side, how can I go on? Take me evening, let me sleep the great dawn and break it. I don't care if I don't awaken, sing my
Here's your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all of your Winnipeg Transit-related needs. If you are a new student and need to get a post-secondary PAYGO card set up, we're the place to go. We'll get you set up quickly and help you save 20% versus a regular adult full fare pass. Lost your PAYGO card? Don't sweat. You can get squared away on that as well. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of the UMSU University Center or at our Bannatyne location in the Brody Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got student-related Winnipeg Transit questions, we've got all the answers. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
No, I mean, look at that, man. Looks like a radio station.
CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Request lines are up.
It's open. Go ahead.
Thank you.
There you have it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. And we've got a show that's going to take you back to church. Tonight we are, let's be honest, we're just having fun. Theoretically, what we're doing is exploring the gospel roots of jazz and how the influence of gospel, both in the call response and the overall simplification of a chord pattern that progressed through spirituals and into blues, became the basis for jazz and the root for jazz composition. And that even as jazz became much more complex in terms of its harmonies and melodic interpretation and improvisation, the reality is that pieces like call and response, chord progression, and some of the turns that became so important as part of the spirituals, which were the generations before jazz, continue to linger through jazz and become a part of that process. And so even as we listen to people like Charles Mingus, who started off the show with Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting from his album Blues and Roots, it's a very clear statement that regardless of how far jazz had come, it always remained accessible from the place of the gospel and the spiritual history of especially African-American culture in southern United States. All right, all of that to say, welcome to 52nd Street, and we are going to talk a little bit about gospel and jazz tonight, which we did, and we're going to have a whole bunch of songs tonight that have sort of a religious theme. So we're calling this one Get Back to Church. And started off with Charles Mingus, as I said, Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting, which embodied everything that you wanted to hear, because it starts with that kind of very basic kind of clap and builds and builds and builds, as Charles Mingus does. There's a call and response. There's actually the hollering happening in the background, and you can kind of feel that influence. And so all the songs tonight are going to be based on that, either based on a gospel kind of feel and structure, or just an homage to that across the board. And so the next two songs we're going to do are going to take us right to the church. So we just did Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting. We're going to hear from Horace Silver, a song that he wrote for Art Blakey called The Preacher. And then after that, the great Jimmy Smith off of the album The Sermon. It's going to be The Sermon. And it is such a fun track. So sit back, relax, enjoy as we get into The Preacher and then The Sermon from Horace Silver and Jimmy Smith, both right here on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
Hey, you're back. We're listening to 52nd Street Winnipeg's Home of Classic Jazz. We just heard the song called The Preacher by the great Horace Silver, a song that he wrote and performed, actually, with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. We're just having a few little technical difficulties here, so I thought I would take a moment to introduce the sermon. Jimmy Smith, of course, is one of the more prolific producers of albums in the late 1950s. He just burst onto the scene from Philadelphia and just started recording album after album. And in 1957, recorded into 1958, he released an album called The Sermon. It's a who's who of jazz at the time. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Tina Brooks on tenor, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Don Bailey and Art Blakey split the drums in the different sessions, and Lee and Jimmy Smith on the organ. And so he brings this group together and he records a song called The Sermon. Let's give it a listen right here on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
There you have it. Hey, that was The Sermon by Jimmy Smith, featuring an all-star cast, including Lee Morgan, Curtis Fuller, Lou Donaldson, Tina Brooks, and, of course, the great Jimmy Smith, from 1957. If you just joined us, we are continuing and listening to sort of a bit of a gospel night, calling it church, get right to church tonight here on 52nd Street. And we're going to do, we're going to go to a couple different churches now. We just heard the preacher and then we heard the sermon. Now we're going to go to two different kinds of churches. We're going to hear from 1961. The album is called A Free Form. It's a Donald Byrd album. And it's going to be called Pentecostal Feeling. And then back to 1960 for Hank Mobley and Baptist Beat. So a little bit of Pentecost to start us off, a little bit of baptism to keep us going. Let's hear what they sound like. Here is Donald Byrd with Pentecostal Feeling right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. There you have it. We had two in a row. We started with Pentecostal Feeling from the album Freeform by Donald Byrd. And then after that, a Baptist Beat. Both are great, weren't they? You know, and both, I think, sort of capturing the way they grew up, right? Just sort of that sense of, you know, bringing back those things that you remember and that feeling that you remembered as a youth and kind of bringing it to life. You know, it's interesting because both come from around 1960, 1961, and both would clearly be characterized as sort of soul jazz or hard pop, however you want to call it. Put it more in the soul jazz category. And it's such a natural fit, right? As progressive as it was for the time. And obviously that was sort of the cutting edge of jazz at that time. You know, in the days leading up to free jazz, so obviously and clearly connected to those roots, and it fits so beautifully. And pretty songs, both of them. I have to tell you, I kind of prefer the Baptist Beat over Pentecostal Feeling, but I could be swayed either way. But enjoyed that one. And Hank Moldy, I find, is always a tasteful player. All right, coming up next, believe it or not, it's our last track of the evening, and we're going to go to guitarist Grant Green. He made an album called Feeling the Spirit in 1962, which kind of just fits with what we're doing tonight. And the title is a little bit different than what we've been hearing. We've talked about Wednesday night prayer meetings and the preacher and a Baptist beat. But this one's actually sort of an old, traditional kind of hymn that I think you'll recognize. He calls it Go Down Moses, but you can know it by other names. So until next week, next Sunday night, this is Jay saying thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Feel free to join us again next Sunday night at 8 right here on 101.5 UMFM for another edition of 52nd Street. Until then, take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thanks so much for listening. And here now, Go Down Moses.